This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, glad you're joining us on the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Jim Brown here with my cohort, Ronna Gray. Ronna, you ready for another lively hour? We had shared a lively first hour.
Well, we covered natural disasters and hurricanes.
With the congressman, fried chicken, cooking the chicken.
We took our listeners all the way to Fordyce, Arkansas to hear about what's going on up there.
Talk to the mayor. Well, it's going to be more lively this hour, folks, so I hope you freshen up your coffee. Let me tell you something. I have regretted that I did not take piano, that my folks didn't make me take piano lessons when I was younger. And I learned to pick up some stringed instruments. I play a very average banjo and a tenor guitar, a few instruments, got a mandolin, but I always wanted to play the piano. And so now, you know, I'm getting a little older and have a little arthritis in you, and I just wondered, was it too late to play the piano? Can I learn to play the piano? I've got a three-quarters size full piano, but I just don't know how to play it. So I thought I'd get to an expert. And there's a wonderful new, I take a publication called The Great Courses that tells you all the interesting things you can study. One of them is how to play the piano. It says that it's not quite as difficult as some people say it is. And so I called up the professor that puts on this course, and we've got her here with us right now, Dr. Pamela Pike. She is a professor of piano. Help me with the name now. Pedagogy. Okay. Got Dr. Pike here with us right now. She's a professor at Louisiana State University, and she's a very distinguished professor who has written and taught courses and written books all over the country. It's all on our website at radiocommonsense.com. So before I order this course, now based on this interview, I may or may not order this course now. Dr. Pike, good to talk to you today. Glad you joined us in the Common Sense Show.
Well, thanks for having me. It's wonderful to speak with you.
And let me hit you right with that question from the beginning. And Ronna Gray is here with me. Ronna, you took piano for 12 years.
I did. Yeah. Dr. Pike, I took piano lessons from kindergarten through high school.
I loved it. Well, I'm 78 years old, and I would like to learn to play the piano. But I guess my sense is that, you know, I see these wonderful piano players who study and play for years and years, and then they have a little bit more flexibility than I have. And so I wanted to ask Dr. Pike, as I consider taking this course, it looks like a wonderful course, am I too old to learn how to play the piano? Hit me with it. Give me your best shot, Doc. Tell me what you think.
Well, Jim, the short answer is no, you are not too old to learn to play the piano. Now, I'm not going to guarantee that you'll become a concert pianist, so as long as that's not your goal, then I can assure you that you can certainly learn some good, solid technique, learn to play some tunes, learn to play some of the pieces you want to play, and I think have a good time doing it as well, so... So the short answer.
Well, that's all I want to. Yeah, that's all I want to do. And you know, we're down here in the South, and we got rhythm and blues and boogie woogie piano. And you know, my friend Jerry Lee Lewis, one of my first clients when I started practicing law, kind of makes those fingers go back and forth. But basically, he's just playing a few notes. You know, he's just playing a C and a D and an F, and it's not like there's real creativity there, but. It still takes some skill. And so, well, how do you get started? I mean, I guess you take a course like yours and learn a few basic notes, and you just do those over and over again? Or how does someone get started playing the piano?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I do recommend finding a teacher or a course such as this one where you will have some guidance, because part of it is starting off with small, manageable goals and learning, you know, just a little bit each day and then gradually progressing. So, so for example, in this course, it's designed for adults who really have no background, but if you have a little, you could still do it as well. And we start off learning how to play without reading notes, actually, without reading notes on the staff as musicians do, because I think that's the best way for an adult to really get into playing, you know, right away, because, you know, we all know lots of tunes and melodies, and we just want to start playing some of those. So we start simply, and it may be just playing a melody with one hand at first, and then we may split it up between the hands, and then eventually, as we become a little more accomplished, we can add some chords underneath those melodies. We might even improvise melodies. In fact, I usually have my adult students doing that within the first class. You know, improvisation is scary to lots of people, but if we set it up so that you're, you know, in the right place on the piano and choosing from the appropriate keys, then you can actually be pretty successful with it. So that's sort of how you get started. And then you just do a little every day and keep learning a little more from there.
Now, Dr. Pike, this fascinates me because I studied classical piano from the age of five, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was heavy. It was almost like homework for me because it was theory and learning all the music symbols and the notes and everything and reading music and playing all classical music. So I am envious of some of you saying that someone can sit down in the first lesson, start actually making some nice sounds there. So what is that based on? Are you teaching them some basic chords first?
Yes, we are learning some basic chords and scales. And, you know, I set it up so that they get to hear me play it and see me play it. And at first they copy me, and then we look at what it looks like on the page. And as I say, at first we're using symbols that are not on the musical staff, but it's sort of it's sort of a visual that's halfway between a staff and not a staff, I guess. It's not a good way of describing it, but it's just, it's a sort of a roadmap, a reminder of what we just played and how it will look. So that then when we do learn the note names on the staff, the reading is more natural, right? So there are no flashcards like, you know, lots of people remember in childhood if they took piano. You know, and the other part of it is that we do some theory and we do learn some of those technical things. You know, I want to make sure people are playing and that they're relaxed and not developing bad habits, but it's integrated into everything. So, you know, the point is to play music and just to enjoy learning that music.
Which is perfect for adults who want to learn, right?
Well, exactly, yeah. You know, my very first students were adults, and that's informed my whole way of teaching. And so even though I do teach children as well, I have to say I love working with adults, and it's because they come to the table with lots of knowledge already. And so then it's just for me to fill in gaps and supply information so that they can really create music, yeah.
And do you teach them sight reading? And for our listeners, would you, when you answer, explain what that is and how that's different from other types of learning?
Right. Yeah, it's a great question. So sight reading is when we look at a piece of music that is at an appropriate level, and we really just, you know, we might take a quick scan of the score and then within the first time or two of playing it, really play it as close to perfect as we can get it, and it certainly would be recognizable to someone who knew it. As opposed to studying really, really difficult music that we might spend weeks and months on, and that's probably what some of your memories are.
That's what I did, right?
Right, and you're preparing it to perform, and that's an admirable goal. But most adults don't want to perform or play for other people. Some do, but not all do. So actually, sight reading is a big focus of what I do with my adult students because I just want them to be able to sit down and figure out how to play a piece of music and how to learn it. So yeah, there's a lot of sight reading in my
class. And that would be fantastic. I think a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Doc, I got a few more questions for you. Can you hang on here while we take a little pause? I want to tell our listeners we're talking to Dr. Pamela Pike about how you can play the piano. I'm an old guy, and I want to take some chords, so I've got a really good question to start the next segment. So stay with us. Our website's radiocommonsense.com, where you can find all about Dr. Pike and order her course right there on the website, radiocommonsense.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back with Dr. Pamela Pike.
tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, I'm here with Ronna Gray. We're trying to learn a little music here today. I'm an old banjo plucker, but I want to learn to play the piano. Got Dr. Pamela Pike, a professor of piano pedagogy. Is that right, Doc? Say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. And what does pedagogy, what does that mean? What does pedagogy mean?
So pedagogy is a term we use, and it describes the art and science of teaching. And specifically, it deals with children. So there's actually another word that with Greek roots, just like pedagogy, and it's called andragogy, and that deals with the art and science of teaching adults. So it's basically, it has to do with teaching.
Now, here's my question. Are you ready for the big question of this whole interview, Doc? You ready?
Okay, biggie? I'm ready.
All right. Remember that movie, Big, with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
He goes out in the toy store there in New York City to F.A.O. Schwartz, and he plays chopsticks with his feet.
Yeah.
So can you teach me to play chopsticks with my feet is my question. Anybody ever ask you that or not?
No, no one has ever asked me that.
I thought that was great. I don't know if you remember, you guys saw the movie, but it was a wonderful little segment to where he and the owner of his company together get on one of these. They have a whole big layout piano.
A mat, like a mat.
It's a mat piano, and you can hit a note with your foot, and they got on there and played chopsticks with their feet. I thought it was great.
It was definitely good for sales of those products from F.A.O. Schwartz, that scene was. Everybody remembers that scene.
Right. So, I'm glad you kind of put it in perspective because, again, I that's my feeling that of all the instruments, that would seem the most intimidating. I mean, I don't know anything about the cello, and I'm sure the cello is extremely hard to play. But, you know, it looks like it's fingers, and it looks like, you know, you can learn a few notes. And I just feel if I set my mind to it, I could play a little basic cello. I could almost, you know, I can play a little harmonica, so I could probably tune out a few tunes on the horn. But the piano, so many notes, so broad, so big, it just seems so intimidating. And
yeah.
You're telling us then today that it's not as intimidating as we think, right?
Well, that's right. You know, you start small, you set reasonable goals, and you can do it. But, you know, the thing that makes it intimidating, I think, is that, yes, there are 88 keys, and it's a huge instrument if you have an acoustic piano. But, you know, we are also able to play melodies and harmonies at the same time, and there are very few instruments where we can do that. So that does make it a little more complicated, but it also brings so much more pleasure when we're playing and practicing and just playing for ourselves.
Now let me stop. Like for example, what is the difference between a harmony and a melody? I don't know. A lot of our listeners probably don't know that. What's the difference?
So the melody would be the tune that you would hum, you know, the melody of a song or anything. And the harmony would be what maybe the guitar would play along underneath, not the lead guitar, but filling in the chords underneath.
I see, okay, the background for it all.
Dr. Pike, I've got eight-year-old twin great-nieces, and they see the piano in my house, and they wanted me to teach them to play something on the piano. And I was even intimidated to try to teach them as much as I took lessons myself. But we sat down, and we learned Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Mary Had a Little Lamb, some little simple things for them to play.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute they felt like they accomplished it, they turned around and said, okay, now videotape your phone so we can put it on YouTube.
Right.
And that's the thing. So now kids have a whole new reason. You're right. I studied very intensely and at the end of each school year did a concert with a couple other students and then ultimately alone. Very stressful, in my opinion, a little bit at the time. But they look upon it purely as entertainment. And, of course, their parents don't actually let it be posted on a YouTube site that anyone can see, but they put it on a site that they can watch, and they think they've become recording stars. So
right.
To me, the piano goes in waves, and now it's another really popular time that everyone, all these new ways to learn, like
That's
you're talking
true.
About.
Yes, yes, there definitely are, yeah.
Doc, let me ask you this. Okay, so I want to get started on the piano, and I'm going to take some lessons wherever I live. And number one, you can find a teacher. But, of course, we've got listeners in places like Anchorage, Alaska, where it might be hard to find a piano teacher, or there might not be that many. And so as a consequence, they can go on to the great courses and order your cold course and put it in as a DVD and sit there and let you instruct them and learn how to do the course.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to practice, like what are your options? Obviously, we'd all like to have a grand piano, in our living room. But if you just in an apartment, can you get one of these smaller synthesizers? Does it make a difference as to what you have to learn to play with?
Well, you know, we set the course up so that really whatever you have will work. And Definitely a smaller synthesizer, one of those, you know, more reasonably priced models will work. I think you want to consider what you'd like to get out of it. So you just need to be sure that if you want to be able to make sounds louder or softer and make differentiation, we call that dynamics in music, then some of the cheaper synthesizers won't work. You might need a slightly more expensive digital piano. And sometimes you can get really good deals on used acoustic pianos, upright pianos. But digital pianos, actually, they don't need to be tuned. There's less maintenance, so they can be a very nice option as well. And if you have a grand piano, great. But you certainly don't need that to start. You know, anything that has full-sized keys, it doesn't even need to be a full keyboard. 66 keys would be more than enough at the beginning of your study, for sure.
Oh, good. So you not have to go out and spend a fortune, and then it's not just, well, it is the combination of the money, but the room. Then if you've got a
space, right?
Yeah, small space,
yes,
to have something like that.
Yes, exactly.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. I'm up in New York at a large gathering of financial people, and the guy that has the biggest hedge fund in New York, one of the wealthiest, the single biggest donor to the Republican Party, he's a gazillionaire. I don't know him. He comes over to me. And he says, "Mr. Brown, I want to introduce myself." He told me his name. And he said, "You know, I have accomplished so much. I probably have the biggest hedge fund in America. I'm one of the wealthiest people in America. You know what the joy of life that I want to do is? I want to play the boogie-woogie piano like Jerry Lee Lewis." He says, "I understand you're from Faraday, where he's from. Could you possibly get me together with Jerry Lee Lewis? Because I want to be, that's my life. I want to be a good piano player." He had everything in the world, but he didn't quite know how to play the piano. So
now you can refer Dr. Pike's course
that's
to
right.
him.
That's right. Look, if he's a gazillionaire, but he'll fly you up to New York, Doc.
There we
right.
go.
Listen, the course is a great course about how to play the piano. You can find it on our website at radiocommonsense.com. Dr. Pamela Pike, thanks for being with us. Have a great day. We'd like to have you on again. We'll check back with you here in the near future, okay?
Thanks for having me. Nice to speak with you.
Bye-bye. Interesting lady. Isn't that great? You got me all fired up.
She has the piano voice, too. Very, very much a nice lilt and a melody to it.
She does. I'm going to get off this show and get my synthesizer and start playing that piano.
All right.
RadioCommonSense.com. Rhonda Gray's here with me. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. We'll be right back right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's a tentative agreement now for Christine Blasey Ford to appear before a Senate committee on Thursday. She's the woman who's accused President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, of sexually assaulting her at a drunken high school party back in the 80s. Talks continue today about details of how that might happen, including the order of testimony. Ford's sister-in-law, Sandra Midler, is defending her.
She's a serious person, and she has a very full life. She didn't need to bring this into her life.
The White House is defending Kavanaugh, including Vice President Mike Pence.
I believe that Judge Brett Kavanaugh will soon be Justice Brett Kavanaugh and take his seat. on the Supreme Court of the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Great in the Common Sense Show. We're having a fun day today talking about fun cities and how to play the piano. You don't get this on other national show. This is the place you should be.
That's because we're in a bicker-free zone here. We don't bicker about anything. Well, we talk about the fun thing.
We do. And that's what life is all about.
We debate, but we don't bicker.
Especially on the weekends when you're going or coming from church. And by the way, this show is listened to at different times. Some of you are listening to us live right now. Others, it's a tape delay or you're listening in the evening or maybe a few days later. But whenever you're listening, we're sure glad you're here on the Common Sense Show. And you can find all about us at radiocommonsense.com. Rana, I read an article this week about the Trump effect in this country, to where Trump, the president, has so dominated the news that it's all either Trump or anti-Trump, and we're not putting, and you know, the books, Bob Woodward's new book, you're reading it right now, Fear,
right,
which I certainly want to read, and sold 750,000 copies on the first day.
In one day, out. Amazing.
That's like you're in my books. I can't believe Woodward's doing that, huh?
And he still is not surpassed, I don't think, the first book that came out on the, remember, Fire and Fury, or what the name of it was?
Well, that he had
the first book that was written by another author on the Trump presidency in the behind the scenes is still the number one selling book of the year.
And who was the lady, the African-American lady that quit? Or
Omarosa.
Omarosa, and her book is doing very, very well.
She finally made it to number one bestseller. She struggled for about a week, and she kept doing those talk shows, and she made it.
I just wonder, there's a lot of things going on in the world, an awful lot of things. We look at all the natural disasters going on all over the country and all over the world. We're having typhoons. There's so many things going on. I don't know what's happening with North and South Korea. Kim Jong-un and Trump was putting out some feelers about peace. Well, I hope that's still going on. You wouldn't know it, though. Relationships with Canada are at all-time low. What's happening with the European Union? What's happening throughout the rest of the world? It's all Trump, Trump, Trump. And I think you were making this point to me off the air that the president tells the cable news networks, you have me to thank for your high ratings. And the lying New York Times is selling more papers than it ever has in the history of the New York Times.
Over 14 million page views when that anonymous editorial was released and published. So he's a tremendous boost to, and I talk to people every day. Now you can subscribe to all these newspapers online. So this incredible newspaper war between the New York Times and the Washington Post to break news is working. People across the country now can subscribe when we didn't used to be able to do that.
That's right. But I guess my question is it healthy in our country to be ignoring so many other stories, national, regional, and let it all be all about Trump? He embellishes this. He loves it. And the press seems to love it because, as you said, they're selling more and more. But I just hope we're not letting an analytical and very deliberate review of our place in the world and what we want. You know, there's a lot of really serious questions that Congress needs to spend its time on. You get into the immigration debate. I know there's a debate going on right now about the whole idea of diversity. Some people have said, oh, it's kind of the thing to say that our diversity is what makes us strong. And I've written several articles recently say, well, in a way, that's not quite the truth, that diversity can cause a lot of huge problems in your country. And they talk about the fact that, you know, Japan is not diverse, and look how well their economy is doing. They fight diversity, that North and South Korea want to get together, but they want to do it as Koreans. And that look at how when Russia was divided into so many countries, the diversity kind of ripped them all apart. And I'm not getting you and I into the debate about diversity, whether diversity is right or wrong, but those kinds of things that go directly to the issue of immigration, how many people do we have coming into this country? Do we have a primarily Latino immigration coming into this country? Do we say, well, no, we need to have a balance in terms of people from Africa and people from Asia. And by the way, Asian immigration has grown at a tremendous number. I read an article last week saying that Asians coming into this country are coming in at a greater number than our Latinos. And is that healthy for the economy? Many will argue it is. But those kinds of debates I wish were taking place more than Trump, anti-Trump. The whole Supreme Court nomination with Kavanaugh is down to Trump, anti-Trump, and the whole thing is focused to where there are a lot of other issues that Americans should be focused on, and they're not. They're not.
And those issues seem to bleed over into Trump, anti-Trump. So now the Me Too movement, which really sprung out of the entertainment industry, and with people seeing some very some results of people having their careers affected by whether or not they reported sexual harassment. Now that has bled over into Supreme Court nominations. And so we have right about a top four or five topics that we're looking at. And they all seem to merge into you either come down on this side or you come down on this side.
And a lot of it, too, goes back to the question, hope you didn't miss our first hour. We had a congressman Garrett Graves, was on the program. And I asked him a question about the polarization going on in this country today. And James Madison would probably be just dumbfounded at what happened to his philosophy when he wrote our Constitution, saying that we're not a democracy, we are a republic. And what we do is we elect our members of Congress to go to Washington, and they have a sense of what's in their district, and they vote on these policies. And to have the balance, like we have two U.S. senators from every state, regardless of population. It was all to bring about this republic, and yet the flow of the rhetoric with social media now is everybody says, no, we're having our voice, we're going to be heard, not just to our congressman, at a national level, we can disrupt, we can, and there's some obviously, not just disruption, a lot of positive flow, but people feel energized where they say, to heck with their members of Congress. We're speaking out and doing so in a way that does not reflect the philosophy of which this country was founded.
And don't you think the Trump effect has had some effect on that as well, because he bypassed Congress and speaks directly to the American people through Twitter?
He's determined
not to be filtered by other elected officials. He'll go turn on them if they try to interrupt that, or by news media. He's bypassed both.
He has gone above the flow of both the media and other elected officials. As you said, attack them if they disagree with him. And that is his approach. He wants to deal directly with voters. He wants to build that base to let them then put pressure on their members of Congress.
And constantly changing the topic of the discussion. I read that he said, Bob Woodward's book has been out less than 2 weeks,
right,
somewhere like that, in the 2 week range.
The Washington Post writer, right on.
And I read that he said, well, I beat that back. You know, I just had everybody go out there and deny it and deny they said it and said it was fake news. And he's like moved on. He gave this intense 3 or 4 days when it came out after 750,000 copies. So any other book is still growing. It's still selling. All those 750,000 people are just now reading it. I'm reading it. I'm not quite finished. So, you know, he just hits it and moves on to something else.
Well, of course, there's a method to his madness. You know, his popularity is staying up there despite all these controversies. So we'll talk some more about this. Rhonda Gray is here with me on the Common Sense Show. We're going to take a pause right now and come back for our last segment. I'm Jim Brown. You can find all about us on our website at radiocommonsense.com. That's radiocommonsense.com. Still lots to talk about. We need much, much more time. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Here with Ron Gray on the Radio Common Sense Show. RadioCommonSense.com is our website. Ron, I got up early. I had to drive down to New Orleans, and I got up really, really early, and it was dark. And I saw the school bus pulling up in my neighborhood to pick up some kids, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. The kids are getting off, and I looked on the web a little bit, got some information, and kids are getting picked up as early as 5:30, quarter to six in the morning.
I wasn't even awake at that point when I was a kid.
All over the country, and I don't know what we're trying to accomplish to pick up kids as early between 5 and 6 a.m. And they're obviously tired, and it's hard. How do you make a child go to bed at 6 in the evening
right.
to get enough sleep?
Because right, and if they're not doing that, then they're suffering from not getting the amount of sleep they need.
If they're not eating breakfast, eating a good breakfast, they don't brush their teeth, they're not doing any morning chores like you and I used to do, and they feel like they're zombies as they try to get dressed and get out the door to get on the bus, and they probably sleep on the bus.
I can't lie, I did not do chores. Maybe I was spoiled, but I cannot tell a lie. We woke up about 7. Our mom had breakfast already cooked. She'd gotten up early. She had breakfast already cooked. Even if I didn't eat a bite of it, it was in front of you, and you were encouraged to eat a little bit and then quickly get ready. We got breakfast and ready in about 45 minutes, and our dad took us to school. So I can't say that I did chores.
Well, you know,
but a lot of kids do.
If the bus is at 5:45, let's say, then for the child to get a decent night's sleep, like 6:30 or so, they've got to be going. Well, kids don't go to bed at 6:30 in the evening, you know, and so I don't know what the school.
Does this have to do with daylight savings time? Because I know a lot of people are getting tired of that too, and just making decisions not to go. It's not just the United States, but other countries are starting to say they tried it and not a fan of it.
You're pro or con daylight savings time?
I'm against it.
Why? It's that extra hour in the evening, and it's still light at 8:30, you're outside?
I'm a purist. I just want to live on the time that we have. I don't want to fool myself into thinking it's a different time.
And some people think we got to have daylight savings time all year round because in the winter, boy, 4:30, quarter 5. Of course, we got friends up in Anchorage, Alaska right now who listen to us at KFAR 660 AM. Shout-outs to all you folks up in Fairbanks. 6 months of the year on, it's completely dark up there. I guess daylight savings time doesn't affect those poor folks.
No.
And I'll tell you, next week, let's get someone from Fairbanks on to talk about that. I understand that the lighting is different. You buy different light bulbs that give you the feeling of being
in daylight.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it's important because studies have shown and research has shown that there's a high chance of depression if you're not getting that daylight. So they actually have these kind of walls of light to put in offices and that simulate natural sunlight to fight off that seasonal depression, they call it. So it's very serious.
Well, I'm sure. As for kids to say all day long, they're and of course in the summertime, then you can get a tea time. I'm told in Anchorage, and for you folks, or they're up in Fairbanks. You folks, correct me if I'm wrong. You get a tea time to play 18 holes at 1:30 in the morning. Because you know the light. Now I understand there's still a glaze over. It's not like it's the pure sunlight or anything like that. Being so far north, it's still a little hazy out there. Not real light, but still people carry on all kinds of activities at 1, 2, 3 in the morning when they got the light.
Well, here in the United States, there's only Arizona that doesn't participate, and I think Hawaii, but in the continental United States. But interestingly, the Navajo in Arizona do observe on their tribal lands the daylight savings time.
So you got to have a calculator to figure out, is it open or not, the store's open or not, or what do I do on the timing? And so you're just not sure.
Or if their kids are going to school off of tribal lands, they've got to operate on, well, they've got to operate on two time zones anyway.
Probably ought to be uniform, though. And in fact, there's a pretty strong argument that some people are making that we should only have two time zones. We should not have four time zones. We should have two time zones, and to keep more homogeneity, if you will, within the country, and not have the I think people out in on the east with on the west coast are tired of having to see Monday night football at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They've got to get home if they want to see Monday night football or the Oscars or something along that line. So
I've got a friend in California and we text each other. I text her to what shows at night are really good, not to make sure she doesn't miss them. So you're right. I make it simpler, but I don't think we're going there.
I bet DVDs are much more popular on the West Coast because, you know, you're not home in time to watch the good shows. If you're working for a living and you work a little later, you're going to miss all those. By the way, did you see the Grammys the other night? I didn't, but
the Emmys. Emmys, the television
Emmys? I'm sorry, the Emmys. Yeah, the Emmys.
I did.
Did you? Not much interest in the Emmys. It seems like the viewership is way down. And, of course, we talked about the Miss America contestants and even the Oscars just don't get the turnout.
These award shows in general. Now it's all the live competition shows, you know, the Voice and America's Got Talent. Those are the big
reality
shows. Reality, right.
The America's Got Talent's on like 3 nights a week now, 4 nights a week.
I think you're right.
I mean,
yeah.
And if you look at it, I don't look at America's Got Talent. What's the guy? The Simon Crowell.
Cowell.
It used to be where the show would come on, and you'd have, you know, four or five entertainers. You'd have, you know, now here's our first contestant. Now, though, they do all this blitz of what happened last month and what's going to happen next month, and it takes 20 minutes to get in to see the act.
Oh.
And then the acts, I like the singers, and maybe someone sings and dances. Well, now you've got magicians, and you've got, you know, it's the talent can be any number of things. And look, it's all based on ratings. I'm sure it's all based on ratings, so any event. Well, getting back to the kids going early, though, I just don't understand why we do that, and I wish that they'd start a little later, let the kids sleep a little longer. Now, maybe the teacher likes to get home a little later in the afternoon. I'm not sure what the theory is, but I think it's bad for the kids. We're not getting the best return in terms of
what we could just do. Extend to 12-month school year instead of a 9 or so, and maybe not have to have them up in the dark.
Well, and that's a debate about, or you do it in, you go for 3 months and take a 2-week break or something like that. We're still going, our kids are going to school based on the model that they need to be off for the summer to get out into the fields and bring in the crop. And, of course, there's no crop to bring in. So is there now, and then you look at the disparities. A lot of kids who test about the same at the end of the school year, they come back and are tested in the fall, and there's huge disparities because the kids who can afford to do so, their parents get them to camp, get them to enhancement programs, and the kids who can't afford to do that to play in video games and you know, just
we've talked about this before. I'm a volunteer in public schools, and I read with or help tutor readers at the first grade level, and you can get them up to the point they're not reading at grade level by the end of the year. My last year student won a reading award and honor roll. I was so proud of him. And then, you know, he needs a tutor again. I thought he wouldn't need one the second year, but you're right. I think he maybe didn't have as much, his mother works and didn't have as much time reading with him during the summer where other kids are getting in camps and enhancement programs and continuing to learn. So I'm all for the...
And that's the role of the school, though, to respond to that, to be there. I mean, we spend enormous sums of money in these buildings that we use 6 or 7 hours a day, and we don't use them on the weekends, we don't use them in the summer, and it seems like just a waste of money. I always looked on the school as being the synergy that you had, to where you would you'd have summer programs in schools. In the evening, you'd have adult classes, and on weekends, you'd have the midnight basketball or whatever you're planning, but we don't put all that money to use that.
And we're not able to pay public school teachers a decent wage for the time they're teaching now, so I can't imagine that we could have a longer, like some other countries do, have a longer school year. We're struggling to just get them a decent salary to teach what they're teaching.
Well, it's a real challenge, and in terms of what you do, because if you don't have the skills you needed, force more on math and science, that a robot's going to take your job.
That's right.
That's the sad part of it all.
Oh, my goodness, on that happy note.
Yeah, I hope they don't take my job and your job. They can't program to do all the great, funny, intelligent things we do here on the Common Sense Show.
There'd be no common sense.
And I'm sure glad you guys were with us here, you men, women, kids. We'll see you next week, same time, on this station to make some more common sense. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Sure glad you joined us. Ron, have a great week.
You too, Jim. It was a great show. Enjoyed it.
We'll see you next week to be alive and kicking to make some more common sense. Take care. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.